This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins, Sean Bowent back at Nokomis High School. Week one of the high school football season here on WSMI. Nokomis and East Alton Wood River. We are ready for the opening kick, and the Oilers will be back to receive. They are decked out in the white jerseys, burgundy pants, and helmets with the gold trim on top of the helmets, a la the Michigan Wolverines. And Nokomis, the black jerseys, black pants, red numerals and names, and an onside kick to begin the game. Nokomis has it, and what a start to this high school football season for Nokomis. I guess by design, because that wasn't a whiff right there.
Oh, that was a beauty. I mean, they executed it perfectly. The guys went up in unison. I'm going to have to look at the numbers again. I believe that was number 56, Mason Morris.
So Mason Morris recovers the onside kick for Nokomis, and the Skins were going to kick off. They did kick off, and they will begin this ball game with the ball in East Alton Wood River territory, spotting it at the 45-yard line. Quarterback for Nokomis is Connor Overby, the 5'9", 165-pound quarterback for Nokomis, and they option, they hand it off, rather, to Matthew Hill, who's running left, and he gets some good yardage on the first play from scrimmage. Are they going to give him about a long three, it looks like, perhaps?
Yeah, nice little run off the left side around the left tackle. And, you know, you just dig deeper. You start off in enemy territory, and a little ball control, not a bad way to start a season, especially after an abbreviated off season.
Absolutely. Hill, the lone back in the backfield. They actually hand it to the slot man. That is Landon Engelman, who's running right. He's wrapped up. It's going to be a first down, according to the line judge over there. So they will move the chains. Ball out deeper into Wood River territory. I think that's about the 32-yard line is where they're going to spot it. So first down for Nokomis early in this ball game after that opening onside kick recovery.
Well, you mix it up nicely. You run to the left end, and you sweep around the right to keep the Oilers defense honest.
Overby under center for Nokomis, making his center crouch down a little bit lower. They hand it right up the gut to, that is, Jake Watson. And he gets just a couple yards on the play at that. Gets to about the 30-yard line of Wood River.
Yeah, nice job to establish a run game. You move left, you go right, and then you go right up the pipe, right up the middle.
Nokomis, historically, at least in recent history, has been a ground-and-pound team. We'll see if that continues this season so far. That's what they're going to do early in this game. They hand it off to Hill, who's running left, gets to the outside. He's got room. He's got a first down, or at least out close to it. I think they're going to move the chains as he's close to the 25-yard line, or close to the 20-yard line, rather. They will move the chains, so it's another Nokomis first down.
Well, that was a nice little sweep there, and, you know, he just had that extra gear that he found as he made the turn upfield. Well done.
10:25 left in the opening quarter here at Nokomis High School. Scoreless between Nokomis and the Wood River Oilers. Nokomis with the football, and they are almost in the Seavers equipment red zone, just a yard outside of it. Overby under center puts a man in motion. That's Hill. He fakes it to him, hands it off instead to Engelman. Engelman running up the gut to the right side and gets just a few yards there. They're going to spot it at the 19-yard line, so Nokomis is in the Seavers equipment red zone. Seavers, score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment, SeaversEquipment.com.
Just a common sense drive. Well, first up, a little razzle dazzle to start it off, and just playing solid, you know, smart football. Again, you don't exactly get the reps. You don't have weeks of two-a-days behind you.
Second and 8 from the Wood River 19 for Nokomis. Overby under center again, single back formation. They hand it off. This is Engelman running right this time. He's got a blocker outside, gets to the outside, and he's brought down. But not before a gain of about 8 yards. Will it be enough for the first down? It's going to be close. The officials have not signaled to move the chains just yet. It's going to be third down, or they are? Okay, they are signaling to move the chains. So it is a first down for Nokomis. Ball spotted now at about the 11 or 12-yard line. Good opening drive for Nokomis. They say it's the 11-yard line. Overby puts Hill in center, hands it off. This is Watson again up the middle, straight up the gut. Gets a few yards, but not quite reaching the end zone. They don't have to reach the end zone for a first down here. He gained about 4 yards. I think they're going to mark it at the 7, so it'll be 2nd and 6 from the Wood River 7-yard line.
Nicely done. Just establish what you're trying to do out there, and they're imposing their will as we speak. That O-line doing a great job.
And on the flip side, Wood River having trouble getting into the backfield at Nokomis. There's another handoff to the right side. This is Engelman. Stumbles a little bit, gets to the outside, reaching for the pylon, and I think they're going to say he's just short. He was reaching for it, but he might be just a yard short, so he might have the first down. Because, again, he doesn't need the end zone to get the first down. No, they're going to say he's short of that, too. So 3rd and inches for Nokomis. Ball spotted at the 1-yard line. Interesting. I don't think he needs the end zone for the first down. It sure doesn't look like it, but we'll see. It's 3rd and 1 from the 1-yard line of Wood River. Here's another man in motion. They hand it off to Watson. Gets up the middle. Is he in for the touchdown? Yes, he is. Touchdown, Nokomis. So the Skins strike first with 8:22 left in the opening quarter.
1 for 1, not bad.
That is a 45-yard scoring drive. A touchdown for Nokomis. And what will Nokomis do here? Will it be 1 or 2? Of course, it's so weird, Sean, calling high school football with the March Madness going on at the same time.
Yeah, check your bracket between between quarters.
Normally, postseason that's going on during football is Major League Baseball. So they will kick it, and the kick is no good. So Nokomis does have to settle for 6, but that is positive, as it is going to be a 6-0 lead over the Oilers with 8:22 left in the opening quarter. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Sean Bolent back at Nokomis High School, where Nokomis has a 6-0 lead over East Alton Wood River with 8:22 left in the opening quarter. After Nokomis scored on their opening drive of the game, had an onside kick last time. We'll see what they do this time. I would venture to guess they're just going to kick it away, because Wood River probably wise to the onside kick here. A high pooch kick. Someone better fair catch it. It's going to be recovered by Nokomis again. What is going on? And again, in Wood River territory.
Oh, that one went sky high. That was that one tested the jet stream a little bit and just kind of floated in the air. And
I don't know if that was, but the first kick of the game, I believe, was by design. I don't think that one was by design. It was high and just hung up there, and there were no receivers in the area.
I'm with you. I don't know how many reps kickers get in a shortened season like this, but, yeah, I think that was a little bit of luck there.
Yeah. So Nokomis will have the ball yet again for their second drive of the game already, and again in Oiler territory. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line. Here's a handoff to Engelman, who just gets a few yards on the play. And now the Oiler defense trying to fire themselves up and maybe get a stop here. It's going to be 2nd and 8.
You talk about wearing down a defense. Boy, he just laid down the punishment on Chase Keschner as he turned upfield. And, you know, at least here at the stadium, you could hear it. And Redskins grinding it out some blue-collar football here tonight. Oh, yeah.
So 2nd and 8, ball spotted at the 38-yard line of Wood River. Overby under center for Nokomis. He's got Hill in the back, or excuse me, Watson rather, in the backfield. Fakes the handoff to him, hands it to Hill, and lost the ball. Wood River has it, and they could have this for a return. They're going to keep it in their own territory, but a costly turnover there on Nokomis as Matthew Hill couldn't hang on, or couldn't keep hold of the ball, rather.
Looked like Josh Franklin got a hold of the loose ball, and I couldn't tell. It happened so fast, I couldn't tell if he juggled it or if it was a lateral, but then it winds up in the hands of Marcus Odell, who added about 5 or 6 yards. So that was a wild sequence. And the turnover gods, even though onside kick, whether it's a turnover or not, it essentially is, whether it statistically counts or not.
Yeah.
But the turnover gods giveth, and they taketh away.
So that is a break for Wood River, as they had yet to have an offensive drive, offensive possession. Now they do have one, and it's Kenny Beecham, the senior quarterback in the backfield, hands it off. This is Brody Newberry, who's got some running lane. And he gets into Nokomis territory with his first run of the game. He's going to say just shy of the first down.
Looked like a nice little bit of trap action there. Boy, they blow a good hole for him in there. And, boy, he's got a great burst. It doesn't take him much time to get from 0 to 60 in car terms.
So second and one, ball spotted at the Nokomis 44-yard line. Momentum is a fickle thing, and it is in the Oiler territory, as there's a pass that's high and away intended for Ryan Dawson. Incomplete, so it's going to be third and one now.
Well, that's where that shortened offseason comes into play. The passing game and the timing and the quarterback and receiver getting on the same page. And, you know, your arms maybe reacting to the cold a little bit and overthrows it by a good couple of yards.
So it's going to be third and one from the Nokomis 44-yard line. Here's a handoff again to Dawson. Dawson goes out to the outside, or excuse me, Newberry rather. I'm still in Nokomis roster mode, but Brody Newberry is stopped and loses a yard or two on that one. So it's going to be fourth down, and what was that, 3 yards? Three is what they're saying.
Yeah, boy, great penetration there by Jake Johnson and Isaac Satterley. Looked like a couple of hungry sharks out there on that one.
Well, they could either punt here or go for it. If they punt, they could pin Nokomis deep. It looks like they're going to go for it. Just 3 yards to go. And here's Beecham. He will hand it off again to Newberry. It's going to be close. Are they going to spot him? It looks like they're going to spot him just shy. We could have a measurement here. It's close out there, I tell you. We'll see. Lou Lang, the referee for tonight's game, his crew on the job.
The mysterious number 36. Oh, so close to that one.
Yeah.
You know, like baseball has the non-roster invitees, and of course in a chaotic spring.
We call that one Pete Jackson.
Yeah, there you go.
Pete Jackson making his first appearance here today. So we will have a measurement here as Louis Lang calls for the chains to be brought out.
And I imagine these officials, well, we talked to Mr. Lang, who's working tomorrow, too.
It is short. It's going to be Nokomis football on their own 44-yard line.
Hats off to them because a number of schools have decided reduce crowds. We think we'll play during the daytime. You know, I don't know the whole rationale. I've heard some people bring social distance into it. It's easier to achieve by day, but they're really doing some yeoman's work this spring to make this all possible.
So pretty good turnout, obviously, with every school limiting the amount of fans allowed in attendance here. But there's a handoff to Matthew Hill again. Gets to the left side, and the outside is pushed out of bounds, but not before a gain of about 6 or 7 yards on the play and getting just into Wood River territory.
Well, Marcus Odell doing a great job of containment there because it looked like he really had the potential to maybe tack on some serious yardage there on the left sideline, and again, just a great fake to the first man through and sold the fake beautifully as Nokomis is on the move again.
So they got 8 yards on it. It's going to be second and two from the East Alton Wood River 48-yard line. Here's a handoff to Landon Engelman running to the right. He's getting trouble. Gets out, gets away from a defender. He's got a first down, but there is a flag on the play, and we'll see what that is. It might be I don't think it was a hold, because there was really, really no black jerseys in the area where they threw the flag. But face mask is the call on East Alton Wood River. It will be a first down.
That was some great effort. That's just dogged determination. I mean, it looked like, you know, he's out there all alone on an island with 3 or 4 defenders. Yeah. And he thought, you know, I'm going to play my game. I'm the baddest guy on the block. And he just moves ahead, gets the first down the hard way.
Well, he started going the wrong way, maybe losing yards, but got away from a couple of defenders. And with that, you worry about the field conditions and the slippery field because of all the rain. But he was able to keep his footing and got to the outside, got a first down because of the yards to gain, but also a nice face mask penalty as well. So it'll be first and 10 for Nokomis. Ball spotted at the Wood River 38-yard line. A handoff up the middle again. This is Watson with it, and he is stuffed. Good pressure there by the Wood River defensive line.
Oh, yeah, the big man getting through there, Bryce Hyde, the nose tackle, the sophomore. He's got some good years ahead of him. I thought for a minute that ball might get jarred loose. Great job of ball security there.
Yeah. So it'll be second and 10 for Nokomis, who leads 6-0 with 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Like baseball, everything moving at a great pace.
Oh, yeah. Nokomis again in a single back formation. They've been putting guys in motion all day so far. And here's a handoff to Engelman yet again. Gets to the right side, gets to the outside, makes a couple of defenders miss, and he's got enough for the Nokomis first down.
Boy, I'll tell you, he's just so fast on that cut. First up, you know, he's a good lateral runner before he makes that turn. Some guys, it's like they're kind of thinking about it. Okay, where am I going to go? They're plotting their destination, and he just he was heading on all cylinders as he got ready to make that turn.
Now you're going to spot the ball at the Wood River 26-yard line, I believe. So Nokomis approaching the Seavers Equipment red zone here. Overby sets his man in motion. That's Hill. Hands off to Watson up the middle. Has a hole and gains about 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, Brody Newberry, that's a busy guy out there. He makes a stop. Boy, if they collected paychecks, he'd earn it.
He's playing his heart out on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be second and 5 from the Wood River 21-yard line. Again, Nokomis a 6-0 lead, under 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Here's Overby with it, puts his man in motion, hands off to Engelman, who runs to the right, to the outside. He's wrapped up, gets maybe a couple on the play, but that's it. So it'll be 3rd and 3. However, Nokomis is in the Seavers Equipment red zone for the second time today. Seavers Equipment, score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. Visit Seavers Equipment. .com And Nokomis going to huddle up here, take their time working out the play here as they face a 3rd down and 3 from the Wood River 19-yard line. Hill put in motion, and did they get him to jump, or are we going to get a false start? Nokomis says it's going to be neutral zone infraction. That's what the official's signaling as well. So, Sean, the hard count works as Nokomis going to get a free first down.
Keep on chugging, moving ahead.
So that'll put the ball at the 16-yard line of Nokomis. Or no, 14, if I could get my math straight. 19 minus 5.
Yeah, so far Nokomis looks like they're in week 4 mode. I mean, they are... They don't seem to have the season opener butterflies.
Outside of that one fumble, they've played very well in this game, and here is Hill in motion again. Nobody jumping off sides this time, so Overby. And he's going to call a timeout, so they didn't like the defensive setup of East Alton Wood River. 3:19 left in the opening quarter. Nokomis leading Wood River 6-0. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. First down. I was lost on my downs here. 1st and 10 from the Wood River 14-yard line for Nokomis, who leads 6-0 with 3:19 to play in the opening quarter as we resume here. Here's a handoff to Landon Engelman again, who's running to his right, dragging 3 defenders, and he's not going to get much. Maybe 4 yards on the play?
I thought for a minute this game was played in Butler because it looked like the county fair and the tractor pull.
It's not far from there. So 2nd and 6, as he did gain 4 on the play. Clock continues to run in this opening quarter. Nokomis has played very well outside of an isolated fumble. That happened on their second drive of the game, which actually happened after their 2nd onside kick. So 2nd and 6 from the 10-yard line of Wood River. They hand it off to Jake Watson, who runs up the gut. He's got a good gain. He's going to be close to the first down, but maybe just shy, and they will mark him short by about a yard.
Yeah, the one thing you wonder about, too, conditioning, will that come into play? We all know football conditioning is as brutal as it gets at the high school level, and you know, I know these guys – certainly do what they can on their own. That's been complicated.
Well, the basketball guys should be well-conditioned, but everyone else, maybe not.
I have to think that Wood River D will be huffing and puffing here in a little bit.
Connor Overby keeps it for Nokomis, just trying to get the first down. He might have it. He's going to be close. What are they going to spot it? We got a flag, a late flag. And Nokomis is saying it's on the Oilers, so we might have a first down regardless of if he got enough yards anyway. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Oilers. So it will be a first down for Nokomis, half the distance of the goal, and they'll be right around the 3-yard line.
Yeah, it's not really a good time to be in the gift-giving business the way Nokomis is playing, but these things happen, early season form.
So they're going to spot it at the 2-yard line of Wood River. Nokomis with a first down and goal to go from the Oiler 2-yard line, already leading 6-0 with 15 seconds less than 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 1:44 on the clock. Officials have to pick up the flag before we can get started. And here we go. Overby under center. What will they do here? Just 2 yards from the end zone. They hand it off to Engelman. Oh, nice cut. Gets up the middle, and he is in for the touchdown. Landon Engelman, a touchdown for Nokomis, gives the Skins a 12-0 lead. And we'll see what happens with the extra point here.
Put a saddle on him. He's a workhorse here tonight. And he's no pony.
And they're not handing it off to him in the backfield either. So really, you wonder if the Oilers will catch on. Anything up the gut is Watson and Hill. And to the outside, it appears to be all Engelman. So they're going to go for two, at least line up that way. Nokomis will. Overby under center. He's got Watson in the backfield. Puts Engelman in motion. Won't give it to him. And we've got a flag on the play. They're going to say illegal formation or false start. Regardless, it is a 5-yard penalty on Nokomis.
So the governor opened the door for more people to show up in the stands, and I see some people achieve social distance in other ways with their vehicle.
Well, this is one of the facilities that works out for that.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I mean, that's not in any violation of anything because you're not in the facility. So.
No charge for box seats on Nokomis Road.
That's right. So it'll be spotted at the 8-yard line on this 2-point try. Nokomis will again go for two. They lead 12-0 at the moment, and they're going to roll out to the right. Is Overby looking for an open man? Doesn't have anybody there. Lost the football. It is recovered by the Oilers, so that's how that try goes down. 1:36 to play in the opening quarter. Nokomis leading Wood River 12-0. We'll be right back with more football here on WSMI right after this. David Jenkins, Sean Bolin back at Nokomis High School, where Nokomis will kick off, leading 12-0 with 1:36 to play in the opening quarter. Nokomis has kicked off twice in this game so far and recovered both kickoffs, so the return team for the Oilers has yet to get any work in.
To borrow a term from hockey, looking for the hat trick here.
We'll see what happens. What else could they do? One has been a scrum kick on the ground, the other straight up in the air. Here's a more normalized kick. A couple of Oilers run into each other, but they do have the football and finally brought down. So a clean return by the Oilers in this ball game. They're going to say he gets to the 35-yard line of Wood River.
And Matthew Hill with a nice hit there and just, aggressive, nice mix of aggressive and stay at home. The homecoming excitement and the season you thought wouldn't happen, it's real easy to get caught up in the moment and over-pursue, but staying within themselves. It's not something. I'll go ahead and let you talk about the injury here.
Oh, is there an injury? I didn't
blow
see.
For Wood River there. It looks like hopping off there, Brody Newberry. And that
he went off fast and then dove at the sidelines just trying to get off the field. So
yeah, senior tailback and middle linebacker. That's a blow for the Oilers because he's got that sixth sense when it comes to the football.
Well, and the Oilers have run 4 offensive plays in this game, and I think he had 3 of those touches. So we'll see what they're going to do in this second drive of the day with 1:29 left in the opening quarter. Kenny Beecham, the quarterback, the senior for Wood River, might be throwing the ball a little bit more on this drive, especially down 12-0. We'll see. Yes, it is a pass. It's a backwards pass at that. Oh, nice pass out in the flat. That is Ryan Dawson with the reception. Gets out close to a first down, but it's probably going to be a couple yards short. We'll see where they mark it.
Overby with, nice stop there. Open field tackle. Engelman almost had to hit, but couldn't wrap him up for a loss. So
it'll be second and one for Wood River. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line of the Oilers. Puts a man in motion. Now they're going to hand it off. That is Zach Oster for Wood River. He's got room, and he's got a first down, and he's also in Nokomis territory.
I'll tell you what, great job there to get in between a couple of blockers to make that tackle. Old number 36.
Pete Jackson.
I'll remember that one.
We'll go with Pete Jackson until they tell us otherwise. So Oster gets the first down for the Oilers. They spot the ball at the Nokomis 46-yard line. Another handoff, almost lost the ball, but this is Seth Sladen for the Oilers, who gets a little bit deeper into Nokomis territory. Gain of about 4 yards on the play, or maybe just a long three.
You know, I know it used to be taboo, and I better make it quick, to talk about uniforms, but I love these chrome shiny helmets both teams have out there under the Friday night lights.
You prefer those over the matted ones?
I think so. And this is kind of that fall sky.
So here is Beecham going back to pass. Completes the pass to Ryan Dawson. Nice two-man tackle over there for Nokomis. He's going to be just shy of the first down. It's going to be third and one, but a nice pass and catch for the Oilers. But they still are about 2 yards shy of the first down.
You know, Matthew Hill and Landon Engelman both have a lot of responsibility in offense. That doesn't hold back their intensity on defense. They came in like a couple of guard dogs, like a couple of Dobermans, for those who remember Magnum P.I. They're all over the ball carrier.
So Beecham puts a man in motion. He hands it off. This is, again, Oster, who goes to the right side, dives forward, and he's got the first down for Wood River. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So after one, your score, Nokomis 12, East Alton Wood River 0. But the Oilers are driving. We'll be back with more high school football here on WSMI right after these messages. David Jenkins, Sean Bolent back at Nokomis High School, where the Oilers are into Nokomis territory as we begin the second quarter. And Sean Bolent's going to take over play-by-play duties for now.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wood River finally really getting their game plan going here, as they've established some momentum, kind of shaken the the blues of those opening kickoffs, losing back-to-back kickoffs. So finally getting on the field, finally getting some tempo, getting some momentum.
There is a discussion between the officials right now and one of the coaches, or a couple of the coaches. I don't know what's going on. Maybe things are getting a little bit chippy out there, and they're trying to tell him to settle down. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, good question. Not too animated, but
now they're pulling guys off the field. I don't know what's going on.
Huh. Having a little conference, I guess.
Okay.
About extracurriculars. So.
Well, that happens. First game of the year, you're fired up. This is a conference battle. They've had a number of battles over the years, a number of tight games, and I guess good to go ahead and stop the game now, or maybe it's a COVID break. I guess they're going to have those, too. I don't know. Of course, right out of the quarter, I wouldn't think that would be a thing.
Well, we don't have the luxury of the sideline reporter.
No, we don't.
Or the executive producer in a van behind the stadium, so.
The best we can do is ask Paul Watson during during Sports Saturday, which will actually air before this game. So by the time you hear this, you might already know what happened.
I'm telling you. And my lip reading skills leave something to be desired.
Well, I can't even see it out there, so.
Yeah, I didn't bring the binocs. Well, here we go. Looks like a one back set. Tail back to the left. And he'll work out of the spread. Handoff will go right side, up ahead for about 5 yards. And stopped once again. Boy, Nokomis did a great job of team tackling as moving in Isaac Satterley. among other Redskins in on that hit.
Someone with Nokomis came up with the football, but they are going to say it's second down for Wood River. That was Seth Sladen on the carry for the Oilers.
5-yard carry there, second and five. Once again, one setback and a play action will go left side. Try to work it into the left corner. Nice pass into the corner of the end zone, but unable to connect. And, boy, great coverage there by Nokomis. They didn't buy the play fake, and they were all over them like an extra shirt.
Well, you mentioned Engelman and Hill, how good they've been playing on offensive defense. I think that was Hill, Matthew Hill for Nokomis, who broke that play up. He was the last man before Ryan Dawson for Wood River was there. If he doesn't come up with a deflection, it's probably touchdown Wood River.
So two receivers stacked left as it's a key third down situation for Wood River trying to get back in it here. And they'll go get caught up big time.
That is
as they go to the first man through. The quarterback with a nice play fake. The only person faked out may have been me. The Redskins weren't faked out as he was caught on the handoff, four or five black jerseys there.
It was
as he had a third down stop.
It was actually a reverse. They had handed it off twice, and Breston Brummett for Nokomis was not fooled as he caught him in the backfield. And it will be a timeout on Wood River as they face a fourth down situation.
Never look at the pole on a third down reverse.
That's right. So 10:53 left to play in the second quarter. Fourth and 10 for Wood River as they call timeout. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI.
East Alton Wood River Oilers down 12-0, trying to get something going here. Fourth and 10, and they're in fourth down territory. Looks like they'll go for it here with a couple of receivers split out to the left. Here's a snap looking left side once again. Puts a little heat on it. Ooh. That's going to be well short of the first down. About a 5-yard completion on the left side. Again, I don't want to run the term into the ground, but again, just smart stay-at-home defense.
Yeah. I tell you, it was a nice catch by Ryan Dawson, a fingertip catch to get the ball off of the ground. Did end up gaining, I think, 7 yards on the play, but still 3 yards shy of the first down. So another good defensive stand by Nokomis.
Yeah, that's huge because, you know, Wood River really had a chance to get back in the thick of this ball game. A nice sustained drive. Finally got the car out of the garage, so to speak, offensively. And, you know, Nokomis goes out there. Boy, what a beautiful sky here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have much reason to change the formula. It's been working all game long. They'll go to the ground once again, left side. Boy, turning and burning. Up to the 40, up to the 50. 45, and knocked out of bounds. What a run there by Jake Johnson. Using that 6'1 frame, 210 pounds, and he is a burner. He had a great first burst, and
you can tack on
a lot of running room.
You can tack on an extra 15 yards at the end of the run, too, because they hit him late out of bounds. So and not only did he have a fantastic run, he's going to get a free 15 after the late hit.
That's like being a waiter, you know, gratuity extra.
That's right.
That's a beautiful thing. So on one play, boy, I'll tell you, two plays, the complexity of this game changes again, and Nokomis on the move in a big way.
So Nokomis, after the penalty, approaching the Seavers Equipment red zone. I don't think they'll quite be in it.
You tack on the penalty, that's a 46-yard gain.
Everything going the way of the black and red this evening.
31-yard carry, unofficially. I always say unofficially when you use my old aging eyes here. So first down and 10 at the 27 of the Oilers. Overby, one back, and he stumbles as he rolls to his right, still gets a football off, complete for positive yardage. Averts disaster, finds a man on the right side, 8-yard gain along the right sideline. Boy, nice athleticism there by Overby to keep that play alive and makes the completion there to Isaac Satterley.
So they mark the ball at the 20-yard line, which means Nokomis is in the Seavers Equipment red zone. Mow like a pro with Exmark. Score big at Seavers. Visit SeaversEquipment.com.
Back at it again, churning up field. Once again, a familiar territory, the red zone. One set back, and they are in run mode here. A couple of receivers left. They'll hand off once again left side. And a couple of defenders coming.
As Johnson again.
As they go to Johnson once again. Good contain there by the Oilers. Big Seth Slayton getting in the mix there.
So I mentioned they were in the Seavers Equipment red zone. They are now out of the Seavers Equipment red zone because of the loss on the play.
Yeah, you went to the well back-to-back, and the Oilers adapted nicely. Four-yard loss. Still third and doable. Third and seven with 9:15 to go here in the second quarter. 12 zip.
Say it's still probably four down territory.
Here's the snap working under center. Here's a handoff around the right side, making some nice moves, but boy, caught up as the Oilers starting to get better penetration. The carry there by Engelman, and the Oilers starting to get through a little bit. They weren't anywhere to be seen near the backfield in the first quarter for the most part, but that defense starting to pick up the pace, maybe got a nice breather or two. That little COVID break, I believe, probably helped that D-line out a little bit.
Yeah, it might have.
Linebackers getting in the mix. So now you have...
Well, do you punt here? I mean, it seems like you're too deep into Wood River territory to punt, but you're too far to kick, so...
You just go for it here in four down territory. Looks like they're in power football mode, and then we have a whistle.
Somebody, like the back judge called it. What's it going to be? Delay a game, okay.
Yeah, I thought Zach Oster from the Oilers was going to get ticketed. He was, looked like he crossed a boundary without a passport. He was about 3 yards over, but that was after the clock expired. So, yeah, Nokomis suddenly getting stuck in the mud here a little bit.
So fourth and 12, that's a heck of a thing to make up, especially when you're in enemy territory at the 30-yard line. Because, again, you're still too close to punt. But this would be a heck of a field goal try for an NFL kicker, so that's not an option here.
I have to say I still like going under center. Here we go. Under center they will go, fourth and 12. Rolling out to his right, looking to make something happen. He'll keep it, tuck and run, and nowhere near that marker, nowhere near first down territory. He'll get positive yardage, but the ball will turn over on downs to the East Alton Wood River Oilers.
So at the worst, it does pin Wood River a little bit deeper in their own territory. They'll start on their own 21, it looks like.
Choose a little time off the clock. Homecoming festivities here tonight. Had the big parade. Well, as you're listening, yesterday afternoon.
How about that homecoming in March?
Wow. strange time for a big piece of Americana. Here we go. Wood River first and 10. Here's a handoff. Great penetration by Nokomis. You got a workhorse running back in there, but...
I didn't even see who they gave that to.
Yeah, kind of in a crowd there.
Looks
because
like,
a lot of black shirts across the border.
Looks like it was Seth Slayton again, which should be noted that Brody Newberry still on the sideline, actually sitting down next to the fence, nursing an injury. I think a lower body injury, we'll call it.
No gain on first down as they try to go up the middle. Here we go, second and 10, one setback. Drops back, has a man, complete first down and more. He's on the move up to midfield. Into Nokomis territory, the burner there for the Oilers, Ryan Dawson, kind of like one of those Wes Welker routes, caught him in stride, and he was turning and burning.
Well, and that was a huge shoestring tackle by Isaac Satterley, because if he doesn't get him at the end, I'd say Dawson's gone.
So Wood River finally, once they figured out that kickoff thing, they got a little momentum going here. Here's the first down snap into the spread, handoff left side.
Slayton.
Not much running room there.
Slayton gained a yard on that play is what they're going to give him.
Yeah, the Redskins still pretty stingy when it comes to the run game. 1 yard gain as we close in on the seven minute mark of the second half. Empty backfield. No, one setback now moves in there. They'll take the handoff right side. And that's Slayton once again, the sophomore. Shakes a tackle, but not completely, as he was in the grasp of Engelman. Slips away to get maybe a yard. And that will bring up...
Well, the field looks like it is in great condition, but do you think it's at least a little bit slippery out there? Because it looks like a few of the players on both sides have lost their footing.
I'll tell you, certainly the fair share of rain over the last few days, yeah. So that would not surprise me. Not exactly good weather for that rain to melt off.
I guess they did throw a flag on the play, and it is on Nokomis. I think maybe a 5-yard penalty.
They'll march it off.
They're moving backwards, though. Okay, now they're going. Yeah, 5-yard penalty. I didn't see what the call was, but it is on Nokomis.
Second and 4, that opens up some opportunities. You can roll the dice a little bit here if you're Wood River. Once again, they pretty much stick to the script of one setback. Drops back, looks left. Has a man. Boy, hits him right on the nose. I mean, a quarterback missed a couple of early passes, but Ryan Dawson gets the ball in the numbers and collects it. Moves up for another, what I thought was another first down, but apparently knocked away.
Well, yeah, you wonder if maybe Dawson could hear footsteps across the middle, because that was one of those where the quarterback led him right across the middle of the field.
Boy, I'm telling you, hit it on the money, but incomplete, and a big third down here. Setback swings into the backfield, takes the carry, moves left side, has the first down. Nice movement there as Zach Oster, running back, linebacker, swings into the backfield, takes the carry, handled pretty seamlessly, and doesn't mess around, doesn't get too cute with it, just runs upfield. And the Oilers starting to move the chains.
Well, this is a critical drive for them, I believe. You got to get some kind of points on the board. You've been shut out so far, but you're still only down 12 getting late into the first half.
First and 10 now on the 39-yard line. Play action. Looking to the right this time. He's looked almost exclusively left. And this one just outside of the outstretched fingertips of the receiver.
That is Spencer Slayton. I think he got turned around a little bit. He wasn't sure which direction he was going, and it might have cost him a catch there.
Been a while since Beecham looked to his right. He's looked to his left and up the middle in the passing game, but
I think it's also safe to say Beecham is not a pocket quarterback, because every single one of these throws has been a rollout.
Yeah, does throw pretty nicely on the run. Has pretty good touch in that regard. Can throw the heat, can put a little touch on the ball, throw guys open when need be. Timeout on the field. Beecham doesn't like what he sees. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Nokomis Football on WSMI. And we are back here at Nokomis, and it's a big second and 10 situation. Beecham drops back. Looks up the middle, broken up, nearly picked off. Boy, just a great move there, great coverage.
I can't tell if that's Matthew Hill or Jake Watson. 28 and 29 looks so familiar with the red numerals on the black jerseys. But one of them broke up the pass at the very last second.
Big stop.
I think we'll say it was Hill.
Easy to get hit with those pass interference penalties in the early going, but... just made a nice move at the football. Here's third and 10, a snap. And they will hand off to the right side, the first man through. Finding a little bit of running room, but well short of first down territory. Off to the right side.
It was Oster again on the carry. Brings up a critical fourth down for the Oilers here.
Yeah, making it fourth and manageable. Fourth and 2 now, huge play in this football game. Woodver trying to stay in the thick of it, down 12 zip. Here's a handoff once again. They go to the same formula, turning left side.
Ball's out.
And, boy, the ball loose, and it looked like he was making the turn. He was going for first down yardage. And, boy, just a big play there as Nokomis gets another turnover. They are winning the turnover game here tonight.
Well, that's heartbreaking for the Oilers, just because I think he had a first down, too.
Oh, Zach Oster, once again getting a carry, moving around the left side off tackle. And, boy, you could just see one of the Wood River linemen, the big lineman there, big number 68, Brandon Wells, pounding his fist into turf, so frustrated because they really were working their game plan out there. Here we go, back to action. Nokomis now in the working it up the middle, a handoff up central.
That's Jake Watson on that carry, a 5'5", 160-pound running back for Nokomis.
You know, just like good shot selection in basketball, the Redskins just have great play selection here tonight.
Well, and they weren't slowing it down or taking a break either. There was no lapse in time between the turnover on downs and the first play from scrimmage.
So second and 5 yards, you'll take that every time. There we go, back to action, the snap. Mm. Running right side, and boy, somebody runs into a wall. That wall would be none other than Spencer Slayton.
He comes up hobbling a bit too on the play. Goes to the sideline, so he'll be replaced at least for the moment. But you're right, met right at the line of scrimmage.
A loss of two on the play. Drives him back on a big third and seven with 4:24 to go here in the second quarter. And this time, Nokomis will take their time a little bit. They were up tempo there on first and second down.
Well, just over 4 minutes left in the half, up 12-0. They can afford to do that.
Here we go, the snap under center. Now, once again,
Engelman.
Work it to the right side. Englewood, boy, he gets a first down past the chain, over past the 40, up to around the 45-yard line. And they'll keep the football moving.
You know, it seemed like it had been a while since we called Engelman's name, and Wood River just having a heck of a time keeping him in the backfield.
Little OTR football, the big semi rolling out there up into near midfield territory up to the 46 of Nokomis, 3:54. And you'd love to close the half out with another touchdown drive. One setback once again. And a receiver swings into the backfield, takes the carry, and we'll get good yardage there on first down.
Well, remember, Sean, even though Nokomis started this game with the football, they will receive the kickoff in the second half because the onside kick opened the game. So the Nokomis Redskins can afford to be very patient and conservative here on this drive.
That's the biggest penalty flag I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was one of those, what do they call that, a windsock they use?
Yeah.
I mean, that was something.
That's the second unsportsmanlike penalty called on Wood River in this ball game, especially after what we believe might have been a warning from the officials.
Yeah, you talk about mid-season form, and now it's first down and 10. Or it looks like fourth and, yeah, a little confusion there, but
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we're still figuring it out here. On the quarterback keeper rolling off to the right side, taking care of any confusion, Connor Overby will get past the marker. Looks like the final verdict was that it was second and one. But either way.
First down now.
First down, yeah.
No, I thought an unsportsmanlike would be an automatic first down, but I guess not.
We're all still figuring it out, I guess. Still in.
Regardless, it's a first down now.
Early season form. Everybody's shaking off a little bit of rust here as Nokomis moves up to the 41. First and 10, 3 minutes to go now. Two running backs now in the backfield.
Ball's on the ground.
And, boy, play action for Overby doesn't work as the Wood River Oilers get those bear paws out, knock the football loose, and create a turnover here with 2:55 to play and maybe a chance for the Oilers to make a statement to make this a one-score game.
Well, this is easily the most important drive of the game for Wood River. Got to have points in this one before the half, especially because we believe they're going to kick off to Nokomis, although they could try an onside kick coming out of the second half or going into the second half. But got to have points on this drive.
What if we're starting to read the read things better on defense as we speak? Here comes the snap. As getting back there, you know, dropping back a good 10 yards, and it looked like he had all the time in the world, and then just a big mad charge and a big tackle for loss. In other words, as we call it, a sack. 9 yard, 9 yard loss on a big sack there as the defender broke away. That's a nice response.
Well, that would explain why we haven't seen much pocket passing from Beecham in this game.
Beecham, second and 19. Now he loses the handle, and it looks like Nokomis takes the football back.
Yep.
Lost the Beecham just beside himself as he lost it right there immediately off the snap.
Yeah, that's two bad offensive plays in a row on that drive for East Alton Wood River, and Nokomis capitalizes. So this Nokomis defense, even after something costly on offense, is playing really well in this game.
And I don't think that was a matter of the center misunderstanding the snap count. I think it was he was calling for the snap, but just couldn't find a handle. Maybe it came in a little hotter and faster than he thought. Here we go, first down and 10. And Nokomis back on offense. Once again, a setback and another runner back into the gets into the backfield and swinging into the backfield, getting the football is Engelman, but not much there. Has three or four defenders are in his face, and boy, a big man getting in there. Gary Shimonia.
It appeared
the big senior.
It appeared to be some confusion on the play as they handed it off to Engelman going right, but then he ran right into his quarterback, so Engelman changed directions to head left and wasn't able to recover and lost about three on the play.
Yeah, and Engelman doing a good job of just saying, hey, this is a lost cause. I'm not going to try and get too creative. Just take that short three-yard loss and live to fight another day, second and 13.
My Shimonia?
90 seconds to play. Here's a handoff left side and some running room here. One man to beat around the corner and a great run there.
That's Matthew Hill.
Matthew Hill sweeps around the left side. Does that little dance along the sidelines to stay in bounds until he's pushed out. Good 7 yard gain there as it brings up third and five, third and manageable.
Well, it appears the parking along the side of the road may not work out as there is a police car over there.
Ah, doggone it.
So that might not be an option.
And that's not the IHSA PD either, I don't think.
No.
Nolan Ernst checks in for the Redskins. One setback once again. And it looks like someone may have jumped, and the Redskins are celebrating like they have themselves handed a first down. Indeed they do, as the Oilers are marching back east, if I have my directions correct.
West.
Ah, okay. Yeah, west.
What? Yeah. We're looking.
I'm glad I used that word if. It's one of the great legal
that's all right.
Legal weapons of our time. So the Redskins parked at the 21 saying, go west, young man. West or bust. Here's Overby.
Oh, man.
Overby, another loose ball. That has been a problem, a growing problem. And I think the Oilers may have come up with it. Yeah, the Oilers
did.
Certainly did. And you talked about slippery turf. I wonder if that football's a little bit slippery.
Well, that was just great penetration as well by Jacob Weller, the nose tackle for Wood River, as he was into the backfield and got Overby, and obviously Overby lost the ball. And he kept going backwards, but the ball stayed where it was.
So the Oilers with a tough mission here to get on the board, 1:18 to play, as they'll take over on their 21-yard line. Here comes a shotgun snap. The receiver swings into the backfield, takes the handoff left side, and they've run that play a few times, and the Redskins would have none of it. The carry there by Zach Oster. Great job to catch up to him on defense there by the Skins, as it's still a six-yard gain, but that's a potentially explosive play. Six-yard gain in terms of Under a minute and a half left, not a bad situation.
Nokomis is going to call a timeout here.
So 49 seconds to play. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Nokomis Redskins football on this homecoming Friday on WSMI. 49.6 seconds left. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, Wood River, is get on the board before this half is done. It's a difficult task, but they'll go to the ground game to try to make it happen. But you know what? There's a little problem with the ground game. Somebody comes in there like a tree cutter. And
Dylan Hayes.
Boy, I'm telling you, he read that play, and boy, the coaches love it. He did a great job. I mean, you talk about flying into pursuit like a jet interceptor for the Air Force. Brings up third and seven. Loss of three on the play, and we have another whistle.
Timeout.
Timeout. Nokomis coaches are pumped. We'll take a break for the final 22.4. Right now, the Nokomis Redskins 12, East Alton, Wood River 0. The final seconds of this first half after this on WSMI. 22.4 seconds to go. Wood River was starting to have some success in the passing game. I thought they'd go to it here in the final minute, roll the dice a little bit, but they've stayed on the ground. But they'll go play action this time. And here's a nice pass left side, wide open. Has a man, hits him on the money, 40, 30. It looks like he's going to take it to the house.
Yeah, he will.
And a 75-yard play. Boy, sold it nice on play action. And, you know, the defender was in the vicinity. It wasn't a missed assignment. Just hit the football where it needed to be put.
Well, no safety back there, just a one man to beat, and Spencer Sladen did just that, and then it was hard to catch him. So the speed of Spencer Sladen for Wood River pays dividends on that play.
About 35 yards, I'm thinking, and tack on another 30 to 40 after catch. And just like that, 8.9 seconds to go, Wood River on the board. We have ourselves a football game.
Going to go for two, it looks like, here.
They will indeed, again, going out of the spread here on the two-point conversion. They'll throw a left side and broken up by the Nokomis defender. It looked like an Oiler might get a chance on the bounce.
Landon Engelman got his hands in there at the last minute, but Wood River is on the board, and it cuts that lead in half.
Huge play. Boy, he was off to the races and hit the man in the middle of the field, and classic example of the run setting up the pass.
Well, that's pretty disappointing for Nokomis as well, because you had them deep in their own territory with a big third and seven, playing really well on defense, and then a big play bites you right there.
Nokomis mostly playing close to the vest on offense. I wouldn't expect them to take any big chances here, especially getting the football first in the second half. But you never know.
Yeah.
Here's been one of the more eventful parts of the night, but it's been eventful on the Nokomis end. Now let's see. Well,
unless somebody gets a big return here, which there may not even be time after that, I don't expect much of a play call here.
Not really much time for any hijinks with an onside kick either. I think both sides will probably play it close to the vest, but I don't have a headset on, at least not one of theirs. They'll just kick it away. Field it on a line drive, running off to the right side, and getting some good yards on the outside sideline, up to the 40, 45, up to about the 48-yard line. Nice return, and that will wrap up the first half of action. Your score after one half of play, Nokomis 12, East Alton, Wood River 6. And we'll be back with the second half and some halftime thoughts. You're listening to high school football on WSMI.
We are about ready to begin the second half of play between Nokomis and East Alton Wood River. Nokomis will receive the second half kickoff, and they also boast a 12-6 lead at the beginning of this third quarter. I don't know how much boasting you could do with a six-point lead, but they do have that. And, of course, they opened the game with an onside kick, and then their second kick of the game also was technically an onside kick. So we'll see if Wood River's going to return the favor here. Nevertheless, Nokomis going to have the lead to begin this third quarter and perhaps the ball, depending on how this opening kick of the half goes.
Boy, they were That defense was pumped. The coaching staff was pumped. And a 75-yard play, 8.9 seconds left. So how deflating.
Spencer Sladen with a line drive kick. The Nokomis return man catches it, gets just shy of the 40-yard line. We'll call it the 37 where they mark it. And that's where we begin the third quarter here at Nokomis High School. Earlier today, it felt like a nice, chilly spring day, and now it feels like the middle of football season.
Yeah, I think we're on the verge of dipping into the 30s as we sit here right now. Last check, 41 degrees, clear skies, beautiful sky here tonight. And, difficult conditions to hold on to that football. The fingertips a little cold.
So Connor Overby still under center for Nokomis. They will put the man in motion. That is Matthew Hill. He gets to the outside. Nowhere to go as he's wrapped up by multiple defenders. So it's going to be a loss on the play. Loss of about 5 yards. So not a good start to this half for Nokomis. And we'll see if momentum really going to be on the side of East Alton Wood River. As in case you missed it, they were facing a 12-0 deficit with 3rd and 7 from their own 25-yard line, less than a minute to play, less than 30 seconds to play, and then scored a 75-yard touchdown just before the half ended.
Great pursuit there from Zach Oster, 4-yard tackle for loss.
Here's a handoff to Landon Engelman, who tries to get outside to the right, makes one man slip. A flag is on the play, but can't get by the second and third defenders. I think he's going to lose another yard, and looks like we're going to have a holding call on the play. Is it on the offense? Yes, it is. So a holding on Nokomis. They may replay the down.
Well, I'll tell you, football's a game of adjustments, and certainly the East Alton Wood River coaching staff going back to the toolbox, and they've taken away some of those running lanes, really starting to get some penetration.
So I don't think that's loss of down unless they are going to decline the penalty. Well, I guess they must have declined the penalty. So it'll be 3rd and 16 from the Nokomis 31-yard line. Nokomis looking for a big play here to try to get some momentum going to start this second half. Overby under center again for Nokomis. Puts a man in motion. That is Hill. He's going to roll out to his left. Overby will. Passes short in the flat. That is Nolan Ernst with the catch. He gets some good yardage, but is going to be well shy of the first down.
Boy, just a nice play. Get out of your own end and, you know, put the pass in the right spot. Some precision there because it was just out of the reach. This is the term I run into the ground a little bit. Out of the reach of the bear paw of the Oiler defender.
Good play. He gained 12 yards on the play, but with the losses on the previous plays, it's going to be 4th and about 5 yards. So we're going to see the first punt of the game, it looks like, here. And it'll come from Nokomis and Landon Engelman. He has it, almost has it blocked, but does get it away. The return man is Sladen. That is Spencer Sladen, or Seth Sladen, rather. And he gets a little nice return there, almost to his own 40-yard line, but just shy. So they'll mark it at about the 38-yard line. And that's where Wood River will begin their first drive of the half.
Low snap, not a in-the-ground kind of low snap, but a low snap, he made a nice adjustment. Got the football off. Pretty cool, calm, and collective there.
Especially with a couple of defenders bearing down on him. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Oilers from their own 38-yard line. 9:56 to play in the third quarter. Nokomis a 12-6 lead. And we're going to have a timeout called by Nokomis because I don't think they had enough defenders on the field.
With that big center out there for Wood River, you need all the help you can get.
Yeah, you do. So timeout called by Nokomis, who lead 12-6 over Wood River. The Oilers do have the ball with 9:56 to play in the third quarter. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. So now we're ready to begin the first drive of the half for Wood River. They have the ball on their own 39-yard line, and here is a handoff to Seth Sladen, who runs to his left and is stopped after a gain of about a yard and a half on that one. We have yet to see Brody Newberry back into the game for Wood River, and it looks like he's over there on the sideline with a big wrap on his leg.
Yeah, tough break there.
He had touched the ball 3 of the first 4 plays for Wood River in this ball game and had looked good and has obviously not been a factor since because he went out of the game early. Here's another handoff to Seth Sladen, goes to his left again, making a couple tacklers miss, finally dragged down as he gets the ball to the 45-yard line of Wood River, and it'll bring up a third and four.
A little bit of a rugby match there broke out, and yeah, you hate to see that for the Newberry kid, you know, a shortened football season, a senior, and every down is precious for these for these guys.
It's safe to say his night is done because he's over there with a coat on, his leg is wrapped up, so we don't expect to see him back in this game. So we hope it's a one-game thing. Here, back to pass is Kenny Beecham, and he threw behind his intended receiver, Ryan Dawson, so that'll bring up fourth down as Dawson was there. He just couldn't hit him in stride.
Well, I'm telling you what, Dawson had a full head of steam. That play had danger written all over it. Could have had ourselves a tie football game.
Another flag, this one way late. I think they're going to call it on Wood River. They're going to call it probably on Dawson because it looked like he and referee Louis Lang were having some words there. Unsportsmanlike conduct, the third of the night on Wood River. And what became, or what was, a somewhat manageable fourth down and four will now be about a fourth and 10?
Hmm.
I thought that was a 15-yard penalty, but
yeah,
it looks like just five. Fourth and nine is what they're saying.
And just an extra bit of embarrassment when you bring out the world's largest penalty flag to draw attention to it. I mean, that thing.
I wonder if they have a separate flag for the unsportsmanlike.
I wonder.
Or maybe it's just Louis' flag. Of course, our officials tonight, as we said, Louis Lang, our referee, the umpire, is Donovan Smale, as there's a timeout called on the play by East Alton Wood River. The linesman, Nick Wyatt. The line judge, Brian Shuker. And then the back judge, Shane Grammer. So we got official from Coffeen, one from Hillsboro, one from Vandalia, one from Litchfield, and then one from Staunton.
And these guys will have more than their fair share of, I mentioned it earlier, twofers.
Yeah.
A Friday and a Saturday.
Their spring just got very busy.
Mm.
So Nokomis leads 12-6. Wood River with the ball facing a 4th and 10. 8:41 left in the third quarter. We'll step aside as Wood River has called a timeout. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. So I thought, Sean, that unsportsmanlike conduct was 15 yards, but they've done it a couple times this evening where it's only been a 5-yard penalty, so it must be something new. Nevertheless, it is 4th and 9 for Wood River. They're going to punt, as that is not a good punt. Straight up, it's going to bounce and take a favorable Nokomis roll, and it'll be touchdown at the Wood River 48-yard line. So that punt was a 9-yard punt.
Yeah, pardon me, not a pleasant way to put it, but in the armpit of the N at midfield. That may be the first time that has been used in WSMI history, isn't it?
I think it's something you should bust out quite often. So Nokomis takes over in Wood River territory, the 48-yard line of the Oilers. 1st and 10, their second drive of the half, with 8:31 to play in the third quarter. Connor Overby, the quarterback, under center for Nokomis. He hands it off straight up the middle. Good first down run, and that's either Hill or Watson for Nokomis. I think it is Watson, and he is coming up lame here. He might have got the wind knocked out of him. No, that's Hill who's coming up. So Hill was the ball carrier. He's going to come out of the game, and Jake Johnson into the game for Nokomis.
Yeah, you know, you don't know if it's a cramping issue. I know seems a little cold for that. That's usually what happens in the early going, or if he took a hit down low.
Might have got the wind knocked out of him. So they're going to reset the play clock. It'll be 2nd and 6, or 7 yards, rather, on the 45-yard line of Wood River. Here's a handoff straight up the gut again. This is to Johnson, who keeps it and gets maybe a couple yards on the play, but it'll set up another third down for Nokomis.
You know, the run game's worked all night long. The only problem, the turnovers.
Yeah. Well, even Nokomis has responded well following a turnover. For the most part, they've responded well on defense. It was just, if not for that one 75-yard play at the end of the first half, the defense has looked really good. So 3rd and 4 for Nokomis. Ball on the Wood River 43-yard line. We'll see what they do here. They're going to put Johnson in motion. They'll hand off to Engelman, who runs to his right. He's got the first down, and he's got a little bit more as he gets deeper into Wood River territory. They're going to mark the ball down at the 35-yard line.
Boy, not a big hole at all, and he just kind of made the right cuts at the right time and weaved his way through and got two or three extra yards. Just found an opening when there wasn't much of one.
Well, he's shifty enough to make guys miss, and that's just what he did on that play. So first and 10 for Nokomis on the Wood River 35-yard line. Johnson goes in motion. They fake the handoff. They give it to Matthew Hill, or was that Jake Watson? I think that's Watson, as Hill's still on the sideline. So Watson gets two on the play. It'll be second and 8 from the 33-yard line. Nolan Ernst checks into the game.
Keeping that Wood River defense on the field.
And that's something Wood River's been on the field all day, their defense seemingly. So Overby under center yet again, puts a man in motion. That's Johnson. He'll fake the handoff yet again. He gives it to Engelman this time on the right side. Makes a couple of guys miss. Cuts it to his left and gets to the outside yet again. Close to the sideline and close to the first down. But he's going to be a yard or two short.
A shifty runner. And I wonder if these guys have learned some things over the years. It sure looks like it from playing Madden.
It's,
you know, spin moves and other things maybe you didn't see 15, 20 years ago.
I wouldn't put it past him, absolutely. So it'll bring up third and a very manageable 3. Ball spotted at the Wood River 28-yard line.
I mean, I was a Tecmo Bowl guy. There's not much you're going to learn from that.
We'll see if Nokomis will try to get someone to jump off sides, as they've done that a couple times. Nope, they will snap it. They give it to Jake Johnson, running to his left. He's going to be stuffed, and I think he might even lose a yard or two on the play. Yeah, it looks like he lost a little bit, so it'll be officially no gain, as it'll still be 4th and 3, but it did move back a few inches.
A nice move to surge forward, getting a little physical, getting an extra yard and avoiding that tackle for loss in that play.
So still going to be 4-down territory. Nokomis will go for it here, leading 12-6 with 5:18 to play in the third quarter. They have the ball on the Oiler 28-yard line facing a 4th and 3. Here's Overby under center with a single back formation. That is Jake Watson in the backfield for the Skins. He hands it to Watson. Watson up the gut. He's going to be close. It might take a measurement. I don't know. The side judge over there, the linesman, looks like he's going to be short.
We did a nice job to drag Zach Hoster a little bit, but bigger problems for Nokomis, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've got a Nokomis player who's on the ground holding his leg. That could be a cramping issue. We're not going to speculate up here. So nevertheless, we'll take a break. Your score, Nokomis leading Wood River 12-6 with exactly 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. So Caden Cook, the injured Nokomis player, hops off to the sidelines, not putting any weight on his left foot. We'll keep an eye on that injury. So nevertheless, East Alton Wood River does take over on downs, as Nokomis was short of the first down. So it'll be 1st and 10 Oilers, the ball on their own 26-yard line. They hand it off, and it's a big gain off the left side. Zach Oster running it, gets the first down on a first down run.
What? Yeah, Oster getting a great burst there on the outside. He is he doesn't get cute. He's not one for cuts. He just finds that lane, and he takes off.
Gain of about 13 on the play as the ball spotted at the 39-yard line now. Kenny Beecham in the shotgun formation. Hands it off to Seth Sladen, who runs up the gut and is stopped. But he does gain a couple yards on the play. We'll call it 3, and it'll be 2nd and 7. Ball spotted at the 41.
Yeah, you just have to watch out for them here, because they have done a great job of using the run to set up the pass. And I get a feeling they may not wait till 3rd down for the big money pass.
I think you might be right. He's got two wide receivers here to his right. Though we will hand it off to Seth Sladen. Again, he stopped short. No gain on the play, so it'll be 3rd and 7 now. Ball still at the 41-yard line.
That tells you how valuable my predictions are. Probably about as valuable as my bracket will be in a week.
Oh, boy. So many brackets were busted yesterday when Oral Roberts defeated Ohio State, and the Golden Eagles led for just about all of that game. So it'll be 3rd and 7 for the Oilers, who trail 12-6 in this third quarter. Back to passes, Beecham fires across the middle. Dawson can't come up with it. It's going to be incomplete. And another pass thrown behind Dawson, and that'll bring up 4th down.
And again, the story, though, the quarterback doesn't make the connection, but by the same token, hats off to Nokomis because there were 4 defenders in that general vicinity, and it looked like they were going to at least deny the big play, but certainly a 1st down and more loss there.
Beecham and Dawson having a hard time getting on the same page. They have connected a couple of times, but the big plays have been there, but his passes have either been behind Dawson or Dawson's just dropped him. They will go for it on 4th down. Pressure in the backfield. Here's Beecham. Goes back to pass. Finds a open man, but is there going to be a flag? No flag on the play as head coach Gary Heron for Wood River looking for pass interference. It is not called, and Spencer Slayton was the intended receiver. Nokomis will take over. I think Heron might have a point there.
Yeah, I think it looked like a little exchange there. It looked like they both pushed off a little bit.
Yeah.
And letting them play here early on. Well, not early on in the third. Well into the third, so.
Maybe that's why they didn't throw the flag, was because they felt there was enough contact on both sides. So, nevertheless, Nokomis takes over on downs with the ball on the Wood River 41-yard line. They have a 12-6 lead with 3:12 to play in the third quarter. Overby under center for Nokomis, puts a man in motion, hands it off to the man in motion, and the runner gets just a couple yards on the play. That was Matthew Hill back into the game after a brief injury break. Gain of 1 on the play is what they're saying.
EAWR, East Ault and Wood River. I usually stick with Wood River for the most part, but the Oilers certainly are not giving up the yardage on 1st down that they did early on.
They've done much better here in this second half. 2nd and 9 for Nokomis. Ball on the Wood River 40-yard line. And a flag on the play as Overby couldn't handle the snap cleanly. It might be a false start. Yes, it is. So it doesn't matter that the snap wasn't handled cleanly. It's going to be a loss of 5 yards on the play. A very competitive game. Both these teams fired up, wanting a Week 1 win. And, of course, much like there was in basketball, there is no postseason for football this spring. So everybody playing for pride and development on this field.
And certainly a big part of that development is working out whatever we have, whether it's snap count or finding the handle. I would think usually there's more communication between center and quarterback. That's something you really want to have improvement on by Week 2.
2nd and 14 for Nokomis after the false start penalty. Here's Overby, who's running to his left, lowers his head, and gets back to the 40-yard line, so close to the original line of scrimmage, maybe even a yard beyond it. So it'll be a long 3rd down. Actually, they're going to mark it at the original line of scrimmage, the 41. So it'll be 3rd and 10.
Lowered his head and just a little bit, and was not shy about doing battle there as he grinded out some tough yards.
Long way to go here on this 3rd down play from the 41-yard line. Under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, Nokomis still a 12-6 lead over the Oilers. Overby rolling back, rolling to his right. He's in trouble, and he is sacked for a loss of 3 on the play.
Yeah, great job by Ryan Dawson to get some penetration, and then the closer comes in as, boy, they have just spent more and more time in the backfield here after the first quarter.
So they say it's a loss of 2 on the play as the ball is spotted at the 43 of Wood River. And it'll be 4th and 12 for Nokomis as Landon Engelman back in the backfield to punt, perhaps, for Nokomis. Bad snap, goes high, but he does finally catch it. Line drive punt, which will take a Nokomis bounce and will roll deep into Wood River territory. So fantastic bounce as the bad snap may have worked out to Nokomis' advantage.
Boy, great job there because he not only had to reach up with with all he had, but had to take a step back just to corral that football. Fantastic job of getting the football off for the kick.
Ball will be spotted at the 12-yard line of the Oilers, so 88 yards to go for Wood River, who trail 12-6 with just over a minute to play in the third quarter.
And a great job, too. You can't just get the full extension. I mean, he got rid of the football in the fastest way possible.
Beecham back in the shotgun formation, hands it off to Zach Oster. Oster running to his left, has lots of room. Good first down run for the Oilers. And that's what you want to see if you're an East Alton Wood River fan.
Oster just getting stronger as the game wears on both sides of the football.
We've got another Nokomis injury on the far sideline. Not sure who's down just yet. Right now they're marking it second and about six, a long six.
Trainer earning their pay tonight.
That's right. Well, with really just a week of practice before your first game, a little bit surprised we haven't seen more cramping and injuries happen, but also thankful that that's been the case as well. So we'll take a break. There's 46 seconds left in the third quarter. Nokomis leads East Alton Wood River 12-6. The Oilers do have the ball on their own 16-yard line. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. So Wyatt Dooley, the injured Nokomis player, coming off the field, and we are about ready to restart here, or resume, rather. Nokomis on defense, Wood River with the ball with 46 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ball is on their own 16-yard line. Oilers trail 12-6. Kenny Beecham, the quarterback for the Oilers, back in the spread formation, hands it off. Is that Oster again? They were running left, might have gained a yard on the play. And it was Seth Sladen, the ball carrier, the sophomore. So a gain of a few on the play. It'll be third and four as the clock continues to wind down in this third quarter. Wood River could just let the clock run out on the quarter if they should so choose, but we'll see. It looks like that might be the plan.
Yeah, having a cup of coffee with the referee over there.
Yeah.
How's the wife and kids?
That's exactly what they're going to do. So that's all for three quarters. After three, your score, Nokomis 12, East Alton Wood River 6. We'll be back with the money quarter here on WSMI right after these messages.
Well, this is a huge play here tonight. Third and four for the Oilers. Out of the spread, play action goes to the second man through.
Oh, play.
And has some running room, splits the defenders, moving up for a first down and more. Running off a right tackle for the Oilers, Seth Sladen. They did a great job of selling it to the first man through, give it to the second man through, and that's Sladen. He punches the ticket for a big first down up to the 37-yard line.
Boy, and neither team did much offensively in the third quarter, so the fourth quarter for Wood River starts off very well.
Plenty of time. 11:40 to play here in this final quarter of action on homecoming night. First down snap, one setback to the left. Beecham drops back. He's going to go up top. He's going to go downtown.
Oh.
It's going to be a free-for-all coin toss in and out of the hands as he goes long distance. He's got a nice gun.
He does.
As he goes upfield to Josh Franklin, the senior. And it was just a tug-of-war out there and incomplete.
Well, it was a good pass. Ryan Dawson was covered well. He got both of his hands off on it, so you could say he probably should have made the catch. However, it would have been a tough catch because he did have to jump pretty high for it. But on the other end, Beecham did throw it to where only Dawson could catch it.
Good coverage here tonight by the Nokomis secondary. Here comes second and 10.
Another reverse, and the ball's on the ground.
This reverse does not work as well as the first. They blow the play up, and did they get the football?
I think Nokomis got it.
And Nokomis gets the takeaway.
And actually, the player who fell on it looks like he's hurt. Might have fell on it too hard.
Boy, it's just been one of those kind of nights.
He's down, and then there's another player who's stretching what looks like might be a cramp.
Yeah, it's a war of attrition right now. despite an early injury that was a major injury as far as taking a talented player off the field. Right now, the Oilers are winning the war of attrition.
Yeah.
So there you go, first and 10 at the 31-yard line, a huge play, six-yard loss, and then the takeaway. The reverse works once, doesn't work twice.
Well, Zach Oster was supposed to get the football the second time, and I don't think he ever had it.
So here we go, working under center, one setback. No hand right up the middle for a couple of tough yards.
And a Wood River player lost a helmet, so he's got to come out for a play.
They'll go down as a gain of 2 second and eight.
I think that was Jake Watson who was the ball carrier on that play for Nokomis.
Redskins not deviating much from their game plan here. Run first, run second, and pass only if need be. Here's a handoff to the big man running around the right side and scampering. He may not be big as far as height, but he's got that big fullback mentality. Landon Engelman and the 5'9", 175-pound sledgehammer.
And Engelman comes up a little bit lame as well. He was trying to stretch out on the ground, so I think he's cramping a little bit too.
Makes the player miss, but really not much gained out of it, though. In fact, the way the chain gang sees it, he lost a yard on the play.
Yeah.
I thought he had a good lurch forward, but...
So Engelman comes off the field, and Nokomis has to hurry because the play clock's already at 5.
Third down and 10, they are in the huddle.
Or are they saying they got to reset it? Nope, timeout.
So we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Nokomis Football on WSMI. We're back here at Nokomis. Crucial drive here, 9:57, 12-6 your score. Nokomis back-to-back touchdowns to open it up, but they have been silent ever since. Turnovers have killed a number of drives. Dropping back now on third and 10. Big play here. They will go up top. Has them.
I think he caught it.
Connects short of the first down.
It's going to be close. They're going to say it is a first down.
No, I did. I thought it would be about 8 or 9, but they will say he went the full 10, passing up the middle.
I didn't see who the receiver was on that play, but might have caught the Oilers off guard there.
Nice quick release, and, yeah, we have seen clearly in the single digits when you talk about passing attempts tonight. Huge first down there. That will park them at the 21-yard line. One setback once again. Make it moving to the left side. Here's the handoff. Getting good yardage on first down. Moving off left tackle there.
Matthew Hill. And that puts Nokomis in the Seavers Equipment red zone. Seavers Equipment, score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment, SeaversEquipment.com.
8 yard run off to the left side as we move down to the 9 minute mark. Nokomis huddling up and.
Boy, it's hard to believe Nokomis hasn't scored since the first quarter.
Boy, it is something. And at the way this game's going, a touchdown would be huge here.
Yeah, it would.
Here we go. Moving handoff, left side, some yards there.
I think he's going to get the first down.
Close to the marker. Indeed, the chains will move. And a first down for the Redskins.
Unfortunately, he gets to about the 10-yard line, which means now it looks like the only way to get a first down is to score.
No fun for a run first team, that's for sure.
No.
Hopefully he can take advantage of some Wood River fatigue, although they... The time of possession has been a little more balanced here in the second half. Here comes the first down snap. Receiver swings into the backfield, takes the carry. And that's Hill, I believe. Hill moves through the middle.
Said he was down before getting across the goal line.
Hill, good yardage up the middle on first down. That play has worked some wonders tonight as they go with the one back set. Receiver swings into the backfield. And 4 yards picked up there to make it second and goal from. Now make it a. Trying to read this right.
Second
looks like
goal from, I think, the 4.
The 4, so a 6 yard gain.
Although that doesn't make sense. 6 yards to go on the scoreboard from the 4-yard line. That's off. It's four. It's from the 4-yard line.
It's like the taxer. Here's a run around the right side.
He's in.
And he's in for six. Drought has ended.
It's Landon Engelman with the run.
Huge play there. Scampers off to the right side. And Nokomis staying true to their plan. They got a big touchdown there with 7:35 to play.
Going east benefits Nokomis tonight because that's where they've scored their touchdowns. For two quarters, they were going west, and they came up with a goose egg both times. And the quarters that they go east, they have scored.
18-6 your score, and you'd imagine they go for two here.
Appears that way.
Here we go. Here's the snap.
Pass Don't play.
Pass play right side.
Incomplete.
And denied. 18-6 your score, 7:35 to play in regulation. Back with the kickoff after this. You're listening to Nokomis Redskin football on WSMI.
David Jenkins, Sean Bullent back at Nokomis High School. 7:35 to play in this game, and Nokomis has extended their lead to 18-6. So back to a two-possession ball game as the Skins will kick off to the Oilers here. Every touchdown has been scored in the east end zone, and here's a potential return for the Oilers. This is Spencer Sladen on the return, and careful. And we've got a late flag here. Who's it going to be on? As somebody was hit out of bounds, it's either going to be on Nokomis or Wood River. Who are they going to call it on? Wood River was the return man, so it would be surprising if they called it on the Oilers, but we'll see.
Yeah, Nokomis has certainly shown better discipline when you talk about the extracurriculars here tonight. And East Alton, Wood River are some real drive killers. So some unsportsmanlike penalties.
It is unsportsmanlike conduct on Nokomis, so chalk on 5 yards, as it used to be 15, but I believe it's only 5 yards now. Well, now it looks like it's 15, so I don't know the rules.
Must be like the flagrant basketball, flagrant one, flagrant two. It almost gets to be like the courtroom anymore. Well, that was a misdemeanor on sportsmanlike
conduct. Well, now they're saying personal foul, so that might be why they chalked on some more.
Wow, so big break there.
Wood River will take over, will start this drive in Nokomis territory at the Redskin 44-yard line, trailing 18-6. So good field position to start this drive for the Oilers. Here's Beecham, throws wide, doesn't have a man, intercepted on the far sideline by Nokomis. Oh, what a catch.
Wow.
That was Ryan Quinn, I believe, on the interception on that one for Nokomis.
Yeah, he was going to Spencer Sladen, just a quick little quick hitter, and that ball, he just reached for something extra, and for some reason that ball just took off like a rocket.
It was either Quinn or Landon Engelman. I couldn't tell. It was a 4 on the jersey. I didn't know if the other digit was a 3 or 4, but nevertheless, that is a back-breaking play for Wood River, as you had so much momentum needing a score, and the first play is an interception. But good for Nokomis. They take over on their own 45-yard line. Here's a handoff up the gut and a flag thrown right away. What's that going to be, as we've got another injury here, or at least a player slow to get up for the Oilers? Is that flag technically thrown before the play? It was thrown really quick.
Yeah, good question. Pretty good hair trigger there.
Chop block on Nokomis.
I'll tell you what, Beecham to me is a pretty sharp quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's had some nice passes. He's had a problem with being behind a receiver, but for some reason, that pass at the line of scrimmage throwing to his right has been problematic. He's had about 3 overthrows in that regard tonight.
No, you're right. So the chop block on Nokomis makes it a long first down play coming up here, as the ball will be spotted on their own 35-yard line. The first down marker, by the way, on Wood River's 45-yard line. So it'll be first and 20 for Nokomis. They do lead 18-6 with 7:16 to play in this ball game. Overby puts Hill in motion. He'll hand it off up the middle to Watson. Watson running, looking for room, runs to his left and gets a few on the play.
Yeah, we have seen difficulties in the punting game tonight, getting the punts off on both sides. So you don't feel maybe 100% comfortable with a punt, but no need to take extra chances in your own end. Just try to keep that clock moving and hope you can get 5, 6, 7 yards a try.
So a gain of 4 on the play as they'll spot the ball at the Nokomis 39-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 16. Overby under center for Nokomis. He puts Hill in motion. He'll hand it off. This is Engelman running to his right, trying to make a man miss. Stiff arm. Stiff arms another man, but the second defender does not let go. Good tackle by Wood River. However, Engelman does gain a few yards on the play. He gets to the 44-yard line, a gain of 5 on the play. And it'll be 3rd and 11.
Engelman doing a nice job of reading a block there as another running back was in the mix out there, running back receiver, and found a little extra room on the outside and made something out of nothing for the most part.
So a long 3rd and 11 here for Nokomis. Big play here for the Oiler defense. They need a stop. Nokomis would love to get a first down and keep that clock moving. We're at 5:35 to go in the game. Skins with an 18-6 lead. Here's Overby under center. Hands it off. This is Matthew Hill running to his left. He is stuffed. He does gain 2 on the play, but he's going to be 9 yards short of the first down. So it'll be 4th and 9. Ball spotted just beyond the 45-yard line.
And 53 not on the roster, but just a nice fundamental tackling there. Nothing too fancy. Doesn't go for the YouTube highlight. Just makes the solid fundamental tackle, brings them down. And, you know, they've got some good fundamental tackling on that Wood River side of the football.
I believe that's Pete Jackson's brother, Peter Jackson. Not to be confused with Lord of the Rings director, Peter Jackson. So Nokomis back to punt. This is Landon Engelman. He gets it off. That's a good punt. And it's going to bounce and take a Oiler bounce as it's going to roll back towards the western side of the field. But the ball is spotted at the Wood River 33-yard line. So East Alton Wood River takes over with 4:34 to play in the game. They trail Nokomis 18-6. We'll take a quick break and be right back after these messages on WSMI. I think they're going to pause for a little COVID stoppage.
Oh.
Looked like it was going to brief pause. Maybe they'll, maybe not. Never mind. FM 106. First and 10 for Wood River on their own 33-yard line, trailing Nokomis 18-6 with 4:34 left in the ballgame. It is hurry-up, do-or-die time for the Oilers as they are down by 2 possessions and a timeout called by the Oilers. So maybe just seeing what Nokomis' defense was going to look like on that one.
Well, they've certainly shown the big play potential, and you don't want history to repeat itself. And realistically speaking, 4.5 minutes to go, you need a couple of big plays to get back in this one.
Yes, you do. So we'll take another break. Again, your score, Nokomis leading Wood River 18-6, still 4:34 left in the ballgame. We're right back after this on WSMI. So now I think Wood River is ready to begin this drive. 4:34 left in the ballgame. They trail Nokomis 18-6. They've got the ball on their own 33-yard line. Beecham is the quarterback in the spread formation. He's got Sladen to his right, going back to pass. Passes to his right, wide open is Seth Sladen, or Spencer Sladen rather, and Sladen dropped it right in his hands, and he couldn't come up with it.
And the pain of regret clear on his face and his expressions and body language. But if it makes you feel a little better, fella, it looked like Nokomis was pretty well set up to prevent much yards after catch there.
There would have been about a 5-yard gain at the catch, but you got to catch those balls.
Our friend on Nokomis Road has been here the distance.
Yes, he has.
Looking on. Best seat in the house.
The police officer did not make him move. Here's the 2nd and 10 play rolling out to his right. This is Beecham. Fires down the field. He's got Dawson with the catch deep into Nokomis territory.
You talked earlier about pass interference. Boy, he got a nice little push off.
Yeah.
That separation did not come from speed.
So the ball's going to be marked at the 30-yard line of Nokomis. So the Oilers in business here with 4.5 to play, less than 4.5 to play in the game.
And
Dawson's had a frustrating night. That paid off.
Yeah, and Coach felt the same way on this sideline, and he was, I guess, a little more animated than myself about it.
So Beecham puts a man in motion. That is Oster who goes in motion. He'll look to his left now, passes to Oster, and Oster could not come up with the catch, so it'll be second and 10.
Yeah, off balance, turning around to the football. I didn't see that going places, but I'll tell you what, this Beecham kid's got a live arm.
He does. When he's had time to throw, he's made some good passes. The problem is a lot of the time he's either rolled out or he hasn't had time when staying in the pocket. But yes, he does have a lively arm, and he can throw on the run. He snaps it with Nokomis' defense not set. He rolls out to his right. He's got Dawson. Dawson's got the catch down the sideline inside the 5-yard line. So the Oilers marching down the field, and they need it here.
Well, that's a precision pass, too. I mean, a tight space there on the right sideline. And hit him on the hands.
The Oilers in the hurry-up offense here. The ball is marked at the 3. So first and goal for Wood River, who trails 18-6 with less than 4 minutes to go in the game. Beecham in the spread formation. He's got Seth Sladen to his left. He hands it off to Sladen, who's running right. Dives forward. I don't know if he got in because he fell. And they're going to say second down. Just gained a yard on the play.
And again, you talk about the abbreviated offseason and everything that's happened. Boy, that senior, not only the leadership, but that senior playbook knowledge has to be huge when you're talking about a player like Dawson.
Yeah. So again, Seth Sladen, in the backfield to his left. He puts Oster in motion, hands it to Oster, wrapped up in the backfield. Excellent tackle there by Nokomis. And that is Dylan Hayes with the tackle. And we've got another injured Oiler on the field. Is that Oster who's down? It's either Oster or a lineman having trouble getting up.
The way this game's going, I think both teams need a bye week next week.
Only a 6-game schedule this spring, and I think that is Zach Oster on the ground for Wood River. So as the officials take a break, so will we. 3:11 to play in this ball game. Wood River with the ball, trailing 18-6, but they have it on the Nokomis 6-yard line. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after this. So Zach Oster, the injured Oiler on the play, the second running back for the Oilers to come out of the game as Brody Newberry left early in the first quarter with a lower body injury and has not returned and will not return as his leg is wrapped up. The Oilers have the ball on the Nokomis 6-yard line, 3rd and 6. They trail 18-6 with 3:11 to play in this game. Back in the shotgun formation is Kenny Beecham. He's back to pass. Passes across the middle, incomplete, as it was knocked away, intended for Ryan Dawson, and it'll be 4th down for Wood River.
Boy, great move to the football, and Nokomis making a big play there on D.
So this could be the ball game here for Wood River, who trails 18-6. They have it 4th and 6 on the Nokomis 6-yard line. 4th and goal, rather, on the Nokomis 6-yard line. Got to score here if you're the Oilers, and if you're Nokomis, you love to stop. Here we are. Back to pass is Beecham. He's rolling out to his right. He's got a man open, but trouble in the backfield. Sacked on the play. Nokomis will take over on downs.
Oh, that's huge.
Dylan Hayes has made a couple of big plays on this drive. He just made another one.
Yeah, it looked like Dylan Hayes and in on that hit as well, Cooper Bertolino.
Yeah. So Nokomis defense coming up huge right there as the Oilers were in business on that drive and just couldn't complete it. So Nokomis takes over with an 18-6 lead and 2:57 on the clock. And also a product of Wood River losing yards on the play. Nokomis has a little bit of a cushion. They'll take over on their own 14-yard line.
Talk about a sense of timing. They haven't had as much pressure on the quarterback in the last half, and boy, they really got it at the right time.
Yes, they did. So Overby under center again for Nokomis. He puts Hill in motion, hands it off to him, and it'll be stopped for little to no gain on the play. They're going to say he'll get They'll get three on the play.
Hey, you know, credit to these Wood River guys, too, because, you know, you go out there, you lose the first two kickoffs, and, you know, Nakoma scores back-to-back, but they have stayed in there. They have they didn't hit the panic switch, and they've kept this a pretty good football game.
So it'll be second and eight from the Nakoma 16-yard line.
I still miss those Houston Oiler-type helmets I used to wear,
though. Oh, I know.
I used to have. Boy, those, always fond, brought back fond memories of Earl Campbell, even if it was a different color scheme.
Man in motion for Nokomis. That's Engelman. They hand it to Engelman, who's running to his right, makes two miss, dives forward, gets a couple more yards on the play, but it will be third down and about 5 yards to go. As the clock continues to run, we are under 2 minutes to play and counting in this game. Third and four officially with the ball on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, up by two scores, I think ball security takes precedence over getting a first down. If you punt it away, it's no big tragedy here.
Well, if they get a first down here, the game could be wrapped up, although I don't know how many timeouts Wood River has left, but with down 12, it would be hard for the Oilers to make a comeback. Here we are, third and four, and a timeout called here now on Nokomis. Okay, so 1:24 left in the game. Nokomis with the ball, third and four on their own 20, leading Wood River 18-6. We'll step aside and be right back with the conclusion of this game here on WSMI. Third and four for Nokomis from their own 20-yard line, leading the Oilers 18-6 with 1:24 left in the game. Nokomis could use a first down here to just about wrap this one up. Here's Overby. He hands it off to the left side. He's got room and a first down. That is Matthew Hill with plenty of room. He's off to the races. Left side sideline down to the 40. He could make a man miss, and he just gets him at the last second. What a run by Matthew Hill down the sideline for Nokomis. He needed four, and he got about 50 on that run.
You know, I hate to steal, but Wayne Larrabee, the Bears turned Packer announcer, always uses the line, "That's your dagger!" And that certainly was a dagger there. You know, Wood River, you know, you got to have to cheat a little bit, or cheat in, gamble a little bit, and they were playing up the middle, focusing on the middle, and they went to the left side and found an avenue to some big yardage there.
So they'll spot it at the 25-yard line, and that will just about wrap it up as Nokomis is going to set up in victory formation as they take a knee there. So a week one win for Nokomis after Matthew Hill seals it with a 55-yard run with under a minute left in the game. He needed four, and he got 55 to put this game on ice.
And at about 5 degrees here on the Nokomis sideline, where they're just a little chilly right now.
Absolutely. Overby watching the play clock and the sidelines. The snap, and he will take a knee. And they will not have to run another play. So Nokomis victorious in week one. They defeat the East Alton Wood River Oilers by a score of 18-6 as the clock continues to wind down. It was a heck of a ball game. It looked like it was going to be quite an easy night for Nokomis early on, but then the Wood River defense stepped up until Nokomis got a sealing touchdown in the fourth quarter. Again, our final score, Nokomis 18, East Alton Wood River 6. We'll be back after this to wrap this one up on WSMI. You ready?
Yep.
FM 106. Congratulations to East Alton Wood River. They did play a fantastic ball game, but just couldn't find the end zone enough times. They lose by a score of 18-6. Nokomis improves to 1-0 on this abbreviated spring football season. Sean Valent, final thoughts?
Just a nice start, and just a great team effort, great play on both sides of the ball. The one thing you want to work on before week two, ball security. Too many turnovers. They avoided the penalties, which, again, with a shortened offseason is a good thing to see, but got to work on that ball security and the exchanges between quarterback and center, whatever's going on there.
Well, and credit the Nokomis defense for whenever the offense did turn the ball over, the defense seemingly stepped up just about every time. Yeah,
made the plays when they needed to.
So, again, our final score, Nokomis 18, East Alton Wood River 6. We want to thank all of our sponsors. Please go out and patronize the sponsors you heard here on this broadcast today, for without them, we are not able to bring you high school sports coverage at all. So those sponsors you just heard during this broadcast, go out and pay them a visit and give them some patronization. We also want to thank our hosts, Nokomis High School. They treat us so well each and every time we come here. We are so glad to be able to come here to this beautiful city in Montgomery County. And finally, thanks to our producer, Tim Mize, back in the studio. He did a great job, as always. For Sean Belent, my name is David Jenkins. Once again, Nokomis 1-0 after defeating East Alton Wood River 18-6. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Nokomis.